Thank you for listening to this podcast from International Living Radio. For 30 years, International Living has been showing people how they can live happier, healthier lives in some of the most beautiful places on earth for a fraction of what they pay at home. InternationalLiving.com, your source for living the good life for less overseas.
If you could take everything you loved about life, work, and spirituality and take it to a tropical paradise, would you? Of course you would. And so did Ben and Jill Hill. They took everything they loved, wrapped it all up, and took it to Costa Rica. And they join us today on Finding Your Overseas Paradise.
I'm sitting up here on the deck of the Costa Rica Yoga Spa in Nosara, Costa Rica, looking out over the Pacific Ocean. If you hear the sound of howler monkeys and four-wheelers in the background, that's why. We're just out here gazing out over the Pacific with Ben and Jill Hill, the proprietors of the Costa Rica Yoga Spa. You guys, I want to start by asking you, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have no idea looking at you how old you guys are. How old are you?
I'm 68.
Yeah, we were both born in the 40s.
It doesn't seem possible. It just doesn't seem possible. What were you doing before you got here to Nosara, Costa Rica? What's your background?
My background was I was in the fashion industry for about 30 years. Well, optical industry, but once it turned into being a fashion industry, that was a natural switch for me. And retired from that about 6 years ago. And then we opened a bed and breakfast in California.
Where in California?
In a little town called Templeton, right outside of Paso Robles in San Luis Obispo County. And had 10 acres, and it was beautiful. We're in the middle of the new wine country, and it was just great.
So you had some experience in the hospitality industry, and the spa here isn't a complete departure for you. What were you doing, Ben?
Well, I had a swimming pool retail and construction business in Paso Robles for 30 years. So when Jill and I got together, she was doing the eyeglasses, and I was doing my work. So we got to see each other on weekends. She was traveling. I was pretty much traveling, even in the morning, coming back late at night. So once we finally started the B&B, then we would do our weekend stuff in the kitchen and having a lot of fun. This is a pretty easy transition. We've added lunch and dinner. The overnight
stay. I wouldn't say that's easy.
Well, let's talk about that transition, because something happened along the way to get you from doing a B&B in California to being out here in the hills above the Pacific in Nosara. How did that happen?
Well, our son has lived down here for 20 years. He bought this beautiful piece of property 20 years ago. And he's been after us to come down for many years. And when he saw the market starting to fall apart in the States, he said, you know, now's the time to sell and come down and join us, and let's put something together. And he's always had a vision of doing yoga or something that he could have people come up and enjoy this ranch, because I think you've seen it's a pretty magical place.
It really is. You feel it as soon as you get up here. And you guys are training yoga instructors as well. And you guys trained as yoga instructors?
We are certified. We don't teach because we're not as experienced as some of the others that we have teach. We have excellent people who work with us. And our yoga instructor trainer from North Carolina is just absolutely amazing. And she'll do about 3 yoga teacher trainings a year. And then we have other yoga instructors from town. Our main one is Monica, and she's absolutely incredible. So we hire really, really great instructors here. So we take the classes, and we're learning as we go.
Jill, you look like somebody for whom yoga would come naturally. But, Ben, you're taller than I am. You got to be 6'8"?
6'8".
What was taking yoga like for you? And I ask from a personal perspective, because I've always wanted to try it, but I've never thought that I could do it.
Well, Jill had dragged me to a yoga class on board a cruise ship. And that was my experience before here. I sat out in the pool having a beer, listening to the first yoga teacher training course that was going on. And later on they kept telling me, this was so brutal. Here we are in here doing all this yoga and sweating and working hard. and you're walking up with a beer sitting in the pool. And I said, yeah, but see, I was listening to you guys. And I said, you know, gosh, this really sounds cool. I'm pretty flexible. You know, even 6'8", I can put my hands flat on the floor. So I've got great stretch, but I don't have wonderful balance. Mm-hmm. So the yoga has taught me more about balance, and it's also balance off the mat, balance in life. So it kind of connects, and I wish I would have known yoga when I was, you know, high school, college, playing basketball and stuff, because I think it's a great body toner and wonderful for the mind. So
very cool. This is a big, beautiful operation you have up here on this hilltop, and it took obviously a lot of work to get it to this point. When you first started putting this place together, what was the biggest hurdle that you had to overcome? Because a lot of our listeners are thinking, you know, maybe I can start a business, maybe I can move outside the United States and put something together. What was the biggest challenge that you faced right off the bat?
Making the decision to move. And once we decided that, it was just full forward from then on. We didn't hesitate. We sat down, we developed the vision with our son, and he was the one who really had the vision, and we just helped all three of us put it together. Mm-hmm. And there really weren't any hurdles. We just knew what we had to do. There were little stumbling blocks along the way, but we just went forward and changed and adapted as we went.
Kind of the same stumbling blocks that you'd find anywhere if you wanted to start a business or put something together. And you, Ben, had a background in the construction industry. You were building pools all those years. So you do a lot of the work around here yourself. Is that right?
That's correct. And my dad was a general contractor. So I kind of watched him and grew up kind of following in his footsteps. I've always had a great eye for balance and for level and for plumb. So when it came to kind of designing what we were going to have for buildings, it was Darren telling me what his idea was, and then I started just putting it on paper, and then it was like, you know, no, I don't mean that, I mean this. So, you know, a lot of erasers and just changing it, do it all in pencil. And then once we got closer and closer, then we turned it over to the architect, and they drew the plans for Costa Rica. They have to be stamped. And we started construction. We're about 7,000 square foot of living space, plus kitchen and dining area, which we're sitting in, and 2,500 square foot of rancho for the yoga pavilion and the pool. So by the time you start looking at water lines, septic lines, electrical, you know, it's staying on top of stuff, and we did it all in less than 13 months.
That's incredible. So you guys took skills that you already had. Darren obviously was interested in yoga already. You guys were doing the B&B, had a construction background, and you just kind of translated those skills to making this place work here. That's great. Now, I noticed you, Jill, you were putting the schedule together for tomorrow. You have yoga at 7 o'clock. You have a monkey tour at 9:30. You have river kayaking at 3:30. You'll be serving meals in between there. It sounds like you guys keep fairly busy here doing what you do.
We keep extremely busy. It's always different. It takes all three of us to coordinate, and we all have our specialties. I'm more in the kitchen and marketing. Darren assists with marketing, and he's yoga instructor and surf instructor. He has great luck with all of the people coming in, the novice surfers. And age doesn't matter. He said I'm from 6 and a half to 64 surfing, and it's my goal this year. He's going to teach me how to surf. And I'm a California girl, and I've never been on a surfboard.
I know.
So I've got to do this before I'm 70. So.
It looks like you guys have, to stretch a metaphor, bought the farm here. Do you have any plans of going back to the States, or are you here for the duration?
Absolute duration.
Visit is now traveling to the States to see family, to see friends and stuff, but is it.
Oh, when we cut our visits shorter and shorter to the States because we're so anxious to get back. There's just a peacefulness of living down here. There's no stress. It's a whole different lifestyle.
You notice it as soon as you get here. You really do. If people want to find out more about the Costa Rica Yoga Spa, what do they do?
You can go to our website at www.CostaRicaYogaSpa.com, or you can give us a call.
Cool. Cool. It's all there. Guys, thank you so much. We've had a wonderful time here. It's a beautiful situation, and you guys are incredible hosts. And the next time we come, we may even do some yoga. Is that okay?
Oh, that would be awesome. We can convert you, Dan. I can convert Ben. I was the Velcro wife, and he's so glad.
That's what I'm thinking. If Ben can do it, maybe I got a shot.
And if I can surf, anybody can surf.
Thanks, you guys. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.